T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Surprise! It's trout season, and here to discuss is the communications director, Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission communications director, Mike Parker. Guy, I've known you, Mike, since how old were we? 6, 7 years old? I don't know. In our 20s, well, early 20s, something like that.
I guess our early 20s. We've known each other quite a while, Jason.
Yes, we never once went fishing because, quote, I was not worthy. I don't get that. No, that never happened, Mike. All right, so we've had you on before, and I forget if the last time we came on we were talking about delaying trout season, or maybe we just shared some emails on that, but... So this is happening. Trout season's already open.
Yeah, so this morning at 8 o'clock, the decision was made by executive order in consultation with the governor's office, the Department of Health, as well as the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which is which operates the state parks where lots of people go fishing. The Fish and Boat Commission decided to open the trout season immediately. So as we speak right now, the trout season has been open for approximately 2 hours statewide. So what that means is, Jason, is that all of those regulations, sizes, creel limits apply. We've done away with the traditional opening date, and today is effectively opening day.
Have you received pushback? Because it was split when I mentioned it. A text message came and I saw trout opening season. I was like, I know a guy. I was so excited because I have very few connections. And I was like, I want to get you on the air. Some people were like, if they keep making decisions like this and people are getting out, they're going to get sick. And Paula, who does news here, she just reported you guys are saying, like, follow social distancing guidelines. Don't get into groups. That's obviously something you're pushing, but have you received any pushback from people who are not happy with the decision?
Well, I mean, it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't made, it just wasn't made in a vacuum and someone decided this was a good idea and everybody else followed. We consulted, everyone. And look, we were on, we've been on the line, with folks here for weeks now, how is this going to affect trout season? And we knew very early on, and we just need people to understand that, this is, we're operating under a different set of rules in every facet of our lives this year. There's, and we can't just go to the grocery store and follow all these, social distancing rules and wear masks and avoid people 6 feet. And then all of a sudden opening day of trout season gets here and the rules go out the window. We're fortunate that under the governor's stay at home order, we're still allowed to get outside and are encouraged to, get outside and get some fresh air and recreate. And for a lot of people, that can be done close to home. For other people, it might mean traveling to a state park or a nearby stream. And so, the caveat to all that is, and that a lot of people, forget, is that all of these activities are only permitted when we practice social distancing. So it's not business as usual, and so this decision was not a usual decision. But the reasoning for it is because when we have a count that's circled on the date, like April 18th was for the opening day of statewide trout season, that becomes a date that people start to plan around, and they start to look at that date as something that they, I'm gonna gather a group of my friends, and we're gonna head out, and we're gonna go to the same place we've been going for the last 20 years, and opening day of trout season is almost like for some people it's heading to camp, for other people it's, camping out along the side of a stream somewhere the night before. All of those things do not fall in line with the social distancing guidelines. So we needed to come up with a solution. It is not going to please everyone, and we do appreciate everyone's understanding in this uncertain time here. We have to make some strange decisions in many people's eyes. But according to our friends that we consulted with at the Department of Health, it's best that now we're giving people the opportunity. Okay, we may have caught a few people off guard. They weren't prepared necessarily to head out and go fishing today, but they can. The season is open. The trout have been stocked. They're in the water. We have many more trout in the water this year due to an accelerated stocking schedule than would typically be in the water prior to opening day. So there are lots of trout to catch. You just have to make sure that when you're heading out there, we're not congregating in big groups. We like to say, and it's real, fishing kind of makes it easy, because if you have a fishing rod, typically when you put your arm out to your side, it's about 6 feet. So if me and you are standing alongside of the lake, Jason, and I hold my arm out with the fishing rod and I'm not, touching you, then that's a pretty good distance to keep while we're fishing.
I have shorter arms, so keep that in mind.
You are right. So we'll give you exactly.
So basically, let me just see if I understand this. The reason to kind of surprise everybody today is so people are not gathering in groups. It's something where people go, oh, it's like you took away that.
Well,
big, you
know,
kind of stole that big moment from people for safety.
We know that we can't control what people do and what decisions people make. We're only asking that they make smart decisions. And I'm looking at it this way. If my plans, a lot of people will say, and believe me, I've taken hundreds of calls over the past couple of weeks from everyone. I deal with the media, but I also deal with members of the public, and I take their calls. And a lot of people have been telling me, just simply asking, hey, am I allowed to go fishing? And the answer to that is yes, if you follow social distancing. If you look at your trip and you say, what's my typical opening day look like? And what does my fishing trip look like in general? And if your trip involves just yourself and maybe your child or children or your wife or someone who lives under the same roof as you, then if you head out and head to a local stream or lake, then you can go fishing, because you can practice these social distancing guidelines as a group together. You're not, but when you start saying, well, I'm going to pick up a friend on the way, well, now you're sharing space inside a car with someone. There's a red flag to me. So maybe get around that. Figure out, can we meet there? If we can meet at the location and go fishing, I can still go fishing with my buddy. We can wear a mask. We can stand 6 feet away from each other. Most people going fishing don't want to be right next to someone else. It's part of the deal. We're discouraging people from congregating, and we know that there's just a lot of planning that goes around big group gatherings, and especially for our friends at the state parks who we wanted to try to look. People will now know that the season's open. They can go fishing when they have some time, when they want to. If you get somewhere and you will be asked, there's going to be direction from whether it's a fish and boat officer, whether it's a state park ranger, whether it's a state trooper, you will be asked if you're gathered in groups to spread out. Mm-hmm. It's the smart thing to do. Just remember, fishing, we're fortunate to be able to go fishing. We just have to follow the rules just like we would anywhere else.
Part of my ignorance, and I asked this question on the air, and nobody texted in to give me the answer, but you don't fish for trout in boats, correct?
Well, you can. I mean, certainly. Okay. So that's, it's typically like you'll see folks out on a lake, on opening day in a small John boat or a canoe. Absolutely. So those things go the same way. If your plan is to, just to go out by yourself on the boat and, fish in the middle of the lake, have at it. That's social distancing. You can follow the guidelines pretty easily. The questions come into my mind when I say, well, if me and my friend are going to meet at the lake and he's going to hop in my boat, that's pretty unrealistic to expect that you're going to, be able to keep that recommended distance.
I have a question for you. In the past, you've given out, I think, a number or an email for people to reach out to you. We have someone on hold who wanted to tell you they disagree with this. Would you rather them just reach out to you? We can take the call. It's up to you. I don't want to put you in a weird position. We also have a fish.
I'm willing to take any. I'll take, Jason, I'm here right now. I'm happy to take any you know, engage in civil conversation and
absolutely. No. Bring out the fiery word. No, I agree with you on that. That's kind of my thing. We also have a fish who texted in and said, please cancel trout season. So they're looking out for their families. That's not real. Mike's just like rolling his eyes right now going, man, this guy never got funnier. He never got funnier. Sorry, Mike. All right, hang on. John in, he's not even acknowledging. He's just like, I'm going to let it go. John in Hazelden, you're on with Mike Parker from the PA Fish and Boat Commission.
Hi, Mike. I really agree with your total distancing. It's definitely the right thing to do. But the only thing is, could you guys just, like, put it off until next week? I mean, you got your youth mentored program coming up on Saturday. You've got children 5 and 6 and 7 years old that have been going out with their fathers and grandfathers. And now it's going to be like a cluster because, you know, these kids could have had a chance to catch some of these trout before the adults go out there. Why couldn't you just put it out to Tuesday and Wednesday of next week?
Well, it's a good question, and I hope I have a good answer for you because, see, most of these questions are, if we just sort of look at a scenario and ask ourselves what was realistic this year, and you know, we know just with the basic understanding that we are operating under a new set of rules in every facet of our life, fishing included. So the scenario that you laid out there, well, you know, I've taken calls from folks this week, a grandfather. Hey, am I allowed to go fishing? Because I, you know, and then I love to take my granddaughter fishing on Mentored Youth Day.
Right.
And
right. You know, I mean,
the question comes into mind: do you live with your granddaughter? Oh no, she lives, you know, she lives across town, or she lives, you know, well then that's right there is already making that scenario almost impossible. The mentoring a child, what does mentoring a child really mean? If it means attending so you can watch the child from 6 feet away, then that's not really mentoring a youth while they're fishing. Mentoring a youth, we know we can plan to go out there and we can, you know, we can fish with the grandchild, but what happens when the hook gets stuck, when the fish comes off, when she doesn't want to, when she's having a little trouble? Are you going to, you can't just stand 6 feet away. Now you're on top of the child, you know, to assist right. with the fishing. These are things that happen. And it's why I ask people when they plan their fishing trip, you have to look beyond just to say, well, are we able to go fishing? You have to ask yourself, am I traveling, you know, a couple of hours to head up to my camp? Am I going to be, it sounds good to say that I can stay, you know, go just, you know, head up to my cabin or head out to the lake and stand 6 feet away and fish with someone. But are you going to have to stop for gas? Are you going to have to use a public restroom facility? If I'm fishing at a state park, the state parks are open and allow fishing, but the bathrooms may not be open. In most cases, they're not. So in a lot of cases, are you going to want to have to go do your business in the woods? Is a child going to be able to do that? Is an elderly person going to be able to do that realistically? So the same with the Mentored Youth Program. We did account. It's a great program. I've been taking my children out, and I love it. It's been I have a 9 and an 11-year-old. We're not going to be able to have it this year. It is a free program for those who get a free Mentored Youth Permit. However, you can also buy a voluntary youth fishing license for $2.90, which also gives you the ability to go out and enjoy
right.
the Mentored Youth Trout Day.
Right. Sure.
And so what we're doing, and I just so you know, and I'll wrap this up in a second here. If you purchased one of those voluntary youth licenses, we will honor that next season. So just hold on to it, and we'll honor it again, and we hope that better times are ahead and things get back to normal.
John, did that satisfy the question? That's a good answer.
It is crazy times right now.
Yeah.
But I do believe what's going to go on today, tomorrow, and the next day would have still went on if it was pushed back a week.
Well,
you know, I mean, that's just my opinion.
And,
you know,
and Jason, I don't know how much time you have. I can address that too, and it's.
John, thank you for the phone call, and Michael address it off the air. Thanks again. And then I think I might got to take a break here. But how did you want to address that last point?
Well, we were in consultation with the Department of Health. We are looking at how are we going to still have a trout season? A lot of people bought their licenses. It is an activity. Fishing can be performed in a safe fashion when people follow the rules. So we're really counting on people to do that. But with just putting things off anymore around a date and continuing to kick the can down the road around a date that we don't know is ever going to arrive, all of the scenarios that we had before us, which was everything from keeping the dates as standing to canceling trout season altogether to doing what we did today, which was a soft opening of the trout season. The best course of action, as determined by people well above my pay grade, but I was in, heard the folks, heard the doctors speak about what the best case scenario was to try to reduce that opening day rush. There will be people who are now no longer planning around a large group gathering on the opening day of trout season. However, we're still providing the season, and we know that it's going to be different this year, but we hope that the anglers and boaters will just do the right thing, and we appreciate their understanding.
When you took this job, Mike, I know it was kind of like a dream job for you as being an outdoorsman. Did you ever think, you know what, I hope one day my dream comes true and I can shock the world and drop trout season on them unexpectedly? Never. This is such a weird time.
You're right. Not at all. We love our traditions, and unfortunately, this is one that's going to, a lot of traditions are going by the wayside, and I wish that the rules were different for fishing, but fishing is just another activity that, just like everything else that we do, that has changed as a result of this.
What hasn't changed? My goodness.
Right.
It's pretty crazy. Hopefully, a few months down the road, we look back and laugh and go, that was... No, I can't imagine even laughing about this down the road. It's horrible. Mike, someone just texted in. I can verify this. It says, Jason, your friend Mike sounds like a really nice guy. I can verify that. You are a very nice guy, Mike. And if it wasn't for my own social awkwardness and weirdness, we probably would have hung out a lot more than we did back in the day. But that's a discussion for the next time we talk. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time. It's interesting to me. And to quote this person, says, I'm a big boy. I can maintain social distancing while fishing all by myself. I like the seasoning opening early. So a lot of people are asking, I'd say the majority of people are on board with this. So that's good news, and it's a good escape, and just keep your distance, and love to have you back at some point, Mike.
Anytime, Jason. You got my number.
I wish it was under better circumstances, but we will talk soon, okay?
Hey, what could be better? We're a lot. We can still do things when we do them. We still have freedom, sir. We just don't. We just have to play by a different set of rules sometimes, and that's the position we're in. But just stay safe.
Did you want to give out a contact number or an email address for anybody who wants to reach out to you?
Well, what I want to do is a little overwhelmed at the moment, but I can give everyone. A lot of people are just questioning, is this in the day of internet hoaxes and everything else, if this is real? I want to confirm, number one, yes, it is real. Trout season opened at 8:00 this morning. You can find the official announcement by either going to the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission website, which is fishandboat.com, or stay on our, check out our social media, like our Facebook page, and you'll find the official announcements there.
If you wrote up a press release, please pass it on to me, and we'll make sure it gets up on our website and our social media as well. Mike Parker from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. Trout season's open. Go do it, but do it safely. We'll talk soon, Mike.
Thanks, Jason.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.